Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. My name is John L. Ben. I'm your host, your motivator, and your success coach here to talk to you on blogtalkradio.com/breakoutyourbox. You can, again, tell your friends blogtalkradio.com/breakoutyourbox. This is the Breakout of Your Box radio show. Today we're going to talk about something that is amazing and that it touches and impacts all of our lives, and that is the power of attraction, the power of attraction. Am I talking about you meeting someone you think is cute and your life partner? Not solely that, but that can be a part of it. You can attract into your life the things that you want. There takes a method of doing the work, but again, whatever you focus on will flourish. And it kind of deals with, it pertains to touch. There was a study done with newborn babies at a hospital. They had a group of children, and they told the nurses not to touch, not to caress, not to cuddle, not to give attention to. And those babies were less connected. They were did not do as well as the group of babies they told to love, to give attention to focus on, to coddle. Those babies did well. They excelled, and they actually lived versus the other group of children. Now, the point I'm making is that when you focus on anything intently enough, it thrives and it begins to will it. An example that was brought out in The Secret was that if a woman or a man wants to attract a life partner into their life, but they have a two-car garage and they park in the middle of the garage space, then they're basically, in essence, telling the universe that they don't want to make room for someone in their life, versus cleaning out your garage, parking on the right side so that the person you want to attract into your life will be welcome on the inside for the open space you created, to create half the space in your closet, half the space in your drawers, you create the space in your life in the cabinet. So now you've opened up your life because now you're intentionally ready to receive someone versus your life is crowded and you don't have the place and space to have someone in your life. And again, for some of you all who may be thinking, oh, what does my garage have to do with it? Then that is what I call that's what a friend of mine calls. He calls that I'm at a loss for words on the mindset that is. It's the unengaged mind, for lack of a better word, because you have not begun to do the thing, so it will not make sense. I wanted to attract money into my life, so I set up a business and I put a price point and a service, and I began to market. I began to attract what I wanted by doing the work. And if you want to attract the people in your life, then your life has to reflect what you desire and what you want. And again, some may say the garage is a small example, but I'm sure you will refute everything, because this is not where you're at in your life. You're not ready to attract the things you want, and you're not ready to do the small things that will yield large results. But for those of you who are ready to do the small things, to make the space in your life, the time and the attention, it's just like a relationship. You cannot make a relationship first if you don't take time. So you make space in your life, and it's indicative to intangible and tangible things in your house, your home, and in every dimension of your life. So one way to attract the things that you want is do not be concerned with how and when. Do not try to dictate everything. What you can do is be in the rhythm of life and be in a position to receive what's going to happen. Be in a potential, but you also have to have a mental capacity to focus on it, but not concern yourself with the how and the when. You have to do the work, but you have to know that the work will actually produce itself. For example, I have a client who wants a job. They did not go out looking for a job. But I said, hey, if you don't plant the seed, the tree will never grow. I said, I challenge you to go out for at least 2 days a week for 2 hours, giving out resumes. And I said, I guarantee you can attract the job that you want within 21 days because you're doing the work. And many of us are looking to attract things that we're not doing the work. We're hiding from our potential, our capacity. Number two, your mindset. You have to, whatever you focus on will flourish. I use this often. If you focus your mind on what it is you want and how you want it, if you want to be a top makeup artist, you cannot, you and I ask you, what are the two of the top 20 ideal clients? And you say, well, I don't know. Well, you can attract them into your life. You should be able to give me names and tell me why they're good at what they do and why you want to work with them. You can attract what you are and what you believe. That's why many times we attract negativity, because there's negative spaces in our life, and we actually thrive off negativity. So you have to begin to make an inner change so you can see an outer result. Everything starts from the outside in. It starts from you on the inside changing how you view things, and externally things will begin to shift. It doesn't matter if you made mistakes in the past, whether you're a good person, a bad person, you can begin to attract the new life that you desire by owning that life, making it a real reality, and moving forward in that direction. Another way to attract the things with the law of attraction is you have to begin to do good things for people. You have to begin to set forth intentions that matter. An intention is something that you would like to see happen. Like, for example, I intend to graduate. That's an intention you set forth in the atmosphere, but you manifest it through work. But you also have to do good things and help other people graduate. Whatever you do for others, life will make happen for you. I repeat that again. Whatever you do for others, life will help make happen for you. And so in the space of your life where you lack the most, give the most. Need of a blessing. If you're in need of a blessing, be a blessing. If you're in need of money, give money. If you're in need of time and attention, give time and attention. And again, you will begin to attract those things. In dating, you're looking to attract a particular mate. And if you love dancing and singing, volunteering, it's best that you go to those places, because you attract like. So you want to be in the same arena of people and the places that you like. And then also, if you meet someone and you want to continually attract them, because attractions can fade without investments, you have to begin to invest in that person, and that attraction will grow. And if you're looking to build with that person, then you have to begin. If you want honesty, you have to be honest. And so you attract again what you are in your life, and that ultimately will reflect. Another thing that is very important as it becomes the law of attraction, you don't have to believe it for it to be so. Some people say, oh, no, whatever happens, happens. I don't believe in the law of attraction. Well, this morning when you woke up, you just didn't happen to wake up with your clothes on for the day. No, you thought about it, and you began to act upon it, and then you picked out your clothes. You just didn't happen to eat breakfast. You made it. You put some thought into it. That happens with the power of attraction. Jim Carrey, he always kept a signed check of $1 million in his wallet. It was a blank check of $1 million, not a blank check, but written out to himself from himself. And he said, one day I'm going to be able to cash this. So he carried himself like $1 million, even when he did not have it. And he went into the bank one day as he became, again, making about $20 million per film at his peak of his career, because he attracted that into his life because he believed it to be so. Most people would say he was crazy or insane to put a check in his wallet. You're never going to cash that. You don't want to retain the negativity of people, because their attractions can transfer to you. You want to isolate yourself sometimes so that you can remain positive in your goals. And he cashed his $1 million check. I have goals and dreams that I don't share with everyone, and I know that I'm en route to them, and I'm seeking to attract the best of life, not the worst of people. Sometimes people want to give you their worst when you're trying to pull the best of life, and you have to begin to isolate yourself from people when you want to attract things into your life. Also, you have to visualize and affirm yourself. You have to visually see in your mind what's possible. You have to superimpose yourself like in the Matrix. You're Neo, and although it may not look real, you're still in it, so you got to fight to keep the images real in your head. I don't care if you want to be on TV, then you go visit a TV show, you sit in the audience. You want to be in movies, you go to the movies, and you visualize yourself there. You see yourself doing it. Affirmations. I am capable of greatness. I will strive to achieve greatness. I am somebody. Those affirmations that you speak into your life become automatic manifestations, which will be the keys to elevating you to the next level. You also have to begin, the last thought that you think about before you fall asleep matter. I also sometimes put on a recording of the things that I want to see happen in my life. and I listen to the recording as I sleep. So even in my sleep, I'm fighting for my dreams. I trust people oftentimes when I speak on stages that when I fall asleep, I sleep with my fist balled up in the air, because even in my sleep, I'm still fighting for my dreams. So you have to begin to think on things that are good, think on things that are lovely, think on things that will actually benefit and move you to the next level. I'm telling you, it's the battlefield of the mind. You'll win it in your mind. If you don't win it in your head first, you'll never win it in your life. You can't go out in the life and try. No one gets in a boxing match expecting to lose. Why fight? You, in their mind, I'm the champion. Or the challenger says, I'm going to be the next champion. So you have to see yourself as a champion to attract things that champions do. And you have to begin with the end in mind. You have to do things that end in success. So if I want to be 8% body fat, in order to attract that possibility, then I have to go train. I have to work. I have to stretch. I have to hydrate. And I have to train with people who have a tool of attracting these things in their life. You know, you have to get around the people who are attracting the positive things you want. So whether it's paying for coaching, for seminars, you have to pay sometimes to be around people who are attracting the things they like. Now, you pay for what you want, but it's not on the level that you want. You want amazing clothes. You want to attract beauty into your life. You pay for nice clothes. You pay for makeup, or you pay for the gym shoes you want, or the suits that you want. You pay for these things, and so you attract a compliment off of what you invested in. It's like if someone says you look good. Now, they never told you nothing you didn't know, because as much as you spend on your outfit, your pedicure, your manicure, getting your hair done, you know that you look, because you invested in yourself. You attracted the compliment through your investment in self, and that becomes the same thing that you want to do in your life. You want to begin to invest in yourself and attract those things into your life that you desire by making an intentional effort to do more, to be more, to think on things that will actually catapult you to the next level. Attraction is something that everyone would want to scrap to. It's not getting to a spiritual dimension. It's getting to a dimension of mindset and willing things to be so in your life. If all you think that you can ever be is a 5 on a scale of 10, then you're attracting 5-ish things. And that's not a word, but it sounds good. But if you think on the mindset of a 10, you operate at a 10, even if you fall short, you'd be an 8. But a 5 limits you to 5 or less. You have to begin to think on a high level, and then you will start to operate on a high level. Once you operate at a high level, then you begin to live at a high level, and it all starts with the power of your thoughts, how you attract things into your life. I remember a very interesting story. The story really kind of talks about how you can attract things that you want. It was a funny story. It's a story about a man and a boy. The man and the boy were actually taking a desert trip, and the man was on the donkey, and the boy was walking next to the man. And so everybody saw the man, the old man on the donkey, and said, "Oh, that's mean of the old man to make the boy walk." So the old man gets down, he walks, he lets the boy get on the donkey. Then people saw them and said, "Oh, that's mean of you, the boy to let the old man walk." So the next time people saw him, the old man was carrying the donkey, and the boy was walking beside him. And so at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what people think. He could please no one. You don't want to attract that into your life. You want to attract into your life the life that you want, not what people are looking on the outside saying. And you want to begin to make investments in yourself. Again, I believe in you, and I believe you have the power to attract what's in your life, the things in your life that you want, and break out of your box and move to the next level. On our next show, we're going to talk about the 10 things not to say to your boyfriend and the 7 things that you should say to your boyfriend. So 10 things to say to your boyfriend and 7 things you should say to your boyfriend. We're going to learn how to affirm men, and then we'll talk about that same thing for women in the part 2 series. I believe in you. My time is up. I thank you for yours. Again, John L. Barron.